Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, last night, Don Huffines, who is running for governor of Texas, made an appearance on the Tucker Carlson program talking about what's not been done at the border. And I mentioned this many times, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, only a campaign conservative, folks. Check this out. And our guest, Dr. Tom Barrett, will be with us here shortly to talk about some issues there and some other parts of this story. Check this out.
Now, several candidates are running to replace him as governor. One of them is Don Huffines, a former state senator. He joins us tonight with his plan to fix the border. Don, thanks so much for coming on. So if elected, how will you handle what is a legitimate crisis at the southern border?
Well, Tucker, you and I both know that the federal government's never going to secure the border. They never have, and they never will.
Right.
This clearly is an invasion. And I can tell you, I will never ask permission from the federal government to secure the Texas border. I'm going to use the United States Constitution. That's Article 1, Section 10, which clearly gives states the authority to defend themselves from an invasion. I'm going to engage all the Texas military, our National Guard, 20,000 or more, and we're going to secure the whole river. And if anyone gets across, we're going to immediately take them back to the other side and send them back home. And most people don't realize, we have 25 bridges, Tucker, over the river. I'm going to make sure we stop all inbound commercial traffic from Mexico. And this is strategic, to make sure we put the economic pressure on Mexico so they secure their side of the river. I love Mexico, but let me tell you, they're being a very bad neighbor. We need to finish the wall. I don't care if you call it Trump Wall or Texas Wall. I'm going to build hundreds of miles of it. I'm going to spend billions of dollars doing it because we need to spend the money. That's a good trade. Texas taxpayers spend a lot more than that every year. And look, this could have been done 7 years ago or 7 days ago. The only chance I could set is if a courageous governor, and Lord knows we don't have one right now, and we need to get a new one. And I can tell you that I'm going to do in 30 days what no one's ever done in 30 years, and that is to secure the border.
And there you have it, folks. Don Huffines talking on the Tucker Carlson Show about the crisis at the border. My guest, Dr. Tom Barrett, 30,000 aliens, they just disappeared. Talk to me about that, Dr. Tom, and how that relates to this unsecured border issue.
Well, this is a breaking news story. I love it on Fox News. You know, whenever anything happens, every time they talk about it for the next 3 days, it's always breaking news. So here's some breaking news for you. This is on my website, Conservative Truth, which shameless plug, is the oldest Christian conservative website on the internet after 20 years. 30,000 aliens disappear. Who says science fiction isn't real? Everyone in a Texas town with a population of 30,000 has inexplicably vanished over the last few days. To put that in perspective, of all the cities and towns in the United States, less than 8% have populations of 30,000 or more. So that's a big deal, a whole town disappearing. The reported size of this city has fluctuated, with most media outlets reporting 15,000. But none other than Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, has confirmed that there have been 30,000 aliens living there. The fluctuation of the total numbers was due to the members of population moving in and out. Amazingly, the government is now trying to destroy all evidence of the existence of the city of Bidenville. Like Area 51, the powers on high decided to obliterate all traces of Bidenville. Huge bulldozers have erased all physical evidence that the city ever existed, but they can't destroy the photos and videos of this teeming city of 30,000 illegal aliens. The government decreed that no news drones could capture images of this third world city slum that sprang up overnight after Biden invited illegals from all over the world to invade the United States. He asked them then, folks. Fortunately, Fox News had the courage to follow the Constitution and ignore the illegal edicts and threats. The White House threatened Fox News. Because of their courage, millions around the world saw the squalid conditions of the 30,000 Haitians and West Africans that Biden imported and then ignored. We know how and why they got here. The burning question is, where are they now? We know that Russia and China disappear large numbers of people. They simply murder them and bury them in mass graves. But the Harris-Biden administration brought these people here for a reason. They need the aliens to become Democrat voters. They're not illegal immigrants. They're future Democrat voters, right? So
yeah.
Why did the White House just announce that they had deported the illegal aliens? Just so we're on the same page, here's a definition of an illegal alien: a person who is within the boundaries of a political state without the government's authorization. A national who's from another country who has entered and then stayed without permission. So to be clear, an alien isn't a little green person who arrived on a spaceship sporting antenna. It's a violation of federal law for an alien to be here without authorization. So the liberals want to call them migrants so they can lump them together with the legal immigrants. But frankly, the majority of legal immigrants, most of whom have spent a lot of time and money attaining that status, resent the illegals just as much as natural-born Americans do. So don't let the woke jerks shame you when you use the proper legal terminology. Anyone who crosses our border without permission from the government is an illegal alien.
You know, so, something else, Dr. Tom, that is not being mentioned. The Border Patrol has just set a record, and they've been keeping records since 1924. Breitbart's reporting 1.646 million apprehensions have taken place in the last year down at the border. And let's not forget that there's about 20% that are apprehended. The other 80% get through. So if they apprehended 1.64 million, we're talking upwards of 3 to 5 million in total that have come across that border. Think about the impact of that.
Well, to take that 3 million number, Pastor Greg, for a second. I'm working on an article right now on the history of amnesty. When Ronald Reagan was president, they said we had 3 million illegals in their country. And they made a deal with him, the Democrats did. They said, if you give them amnesty, then we won't allow any more illegals. We'll do border reform. We'll lock down the border. All the usual lies. This has happened numerous times, but that's just one of those times. At that time, they said there's 3 million. There was actually somewhere between 6 and 7 million. Now they say there's around 12 million. There's over 20 million illegals. So it just keeps growing and growing. They keep promising, well, if you just give them amnesty, then we'll agree to close the border. And actually, Mayorkas said that we have closed the border. The White House announced that the border is closed. But who are you going to believe, a lying politician or your lying eyes? I mean, the visuals are there. You can see thousands every single day coming across because they've been told by the administration that they could come. Mm-hmm. And that family units, they call it apprehending. Nobody gets apprehended. They walk up and say, here, arrest me. You know,
yep.
Because yep. I want my free stuff. So they're saying that they're deporting. But what they said, they deported thousands of immigrants. They did, you know, sort of. They flew 2,000 single males to Haiti so they could say they're doing the job. But most of the 30,000, they've distributed throughout the United States, mostly to small, poor Republican towns that don't have the money to fight the government, to get lawyers and so on, and that cannot support these people. They just dump these people in the middle of these towns to destroy the economy of the Republican towns and also to dilute the voter base. But why are they deporting just the single males? Well, it's because the single males can much more easily get back in. If you have a family unit, they won't deport you. So what is it to be a family unit? All you have to do is rent a kid.
And they do.
This is happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then they take that same kid, they put him back across the border at night, and they hook him up with another group of guys, gang members, sex traffickers, drug dealers, and because they got a kid with them, they got to get a jail-free card.
Well, and that is one of the tolls of this that no one talks about, because you've got families that those children actually were taken by the cartels, and they were basically told, look, we're taking your kid, and this is what we're doing. Mark Morgan was on, it's been a little bit, but he was on the program, former chief of the CBP. And he said, you know, in one of the stories that he related to us, there was a young boy that was brought into one of the detention facilities, and they were starting to do a tour to show them around, right? And the kid says, oh, don't worry, I've been here a whole bunch of times. You know, whoa, you know, and of course, that's one of the lucky kids that actually made it across and has had that experience. Ranchers find the bodies of children down there, folks, on a regular basis, and adults, and young women that have been sexually molested and left for dead. These are common visuals that ranchers in Texas and in Arizona and New Mexico are experiencing as they go out, not to mention the fact that now a lot of these that are coming across are armed. They're coming across in camo, Dr. Tom, and they're coming across armed. As a matter of fact, there's another story up over at Breitbart, and I would encourage you to check out, folks. It is the Border Cartel Chronicles at Breitbart. Brandon Darby, my friend, does a lot of work on those. But there are 14 Mexican soldiers that have been detained by USCBP because of an incursion into and across the Texas border. Serious stuff. We'll be back with more with Dr. Tom coming up right after this break.
You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, Chosen Generation Radio.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Don't forget to get over to chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And we'll be sure and send out articles to you as well, keeping you up to date with what's happening around, and stories that you may not get anywhere else. Stories, well, lots of different stories. All right, the border, the crisis at the border, calls into question, really, it seems pretty obvious to me that that this administration doesn't believe that we are a sovereign nation,
And that's pretty scary stuff, Tom. Talk to me about that, if you would.
Well, look, we have college professors teaching mush-headed students that a whole quarter of the United States really belongs to Mexico. And we've had people go into federal facilities, take down the American flag, occupy them, put the American flag up. That's the kind of nation that we're becoming. And there's a couple of things. I was talking to Pastor Greg about this at the break. There's a couple of things that are essential for a nation to be a nation. Number one, it has to have borders. We've been talking about that. Number two, it has to have fiscal sovereignty. In other words, the nations in the European Union, most of them have lost their sovereignty. 82% of the laws that govern them come from Brussels, not from their own capitals, because they gave up their currency. And their currency is now the euro. The smart ones, including England, didn't. And it's a good thing they didn't, because they were able to get out of the European Union. They have a hard time, other nations today, getting out. But there was four nations that are part of the European Union that didn't give up their currency. We haven't given up our currency, but we've done almost the same thing. What we've done is we've allowed ourselves to become an anti-Deuteronomy nation. Pastor Greg, when the Bible talks in Deuteronomy about Israel lending to all, every nation and borrowing from none, that used to be the United States. We used to be the nation that people came to when they had problems. And everybody borrowed from the United States. Now it's exactly the opposite. We owe money to almost 200 nations on this earth, including little banana republics that you never even heard of. What does that mean? It means that our debt has gotten so huge that our currency is going to collapse, because currency collapses always result from debt collapses. We're almost there. We're almost at a place where we can't even pay the interest on the national debt. And so I'm going to issue a warning right now and tell you, if you do not have real money, the only money that God ever made, there's a video on the Christian Financial Conference website where you can find out more about this. But the only money God ever made was silver and gold. It wasn't Federal Reserve notes. It wasn't U.S. Treasuries and so on. And if all you have is paper as your protection, then you have no protection. That's like having a fence around your house made out of paper. You want a fence made out of steel or iron. And if you want protection for your family when the dollar crashes, not if, but when, then you want to go to chosengold.com, chosengold.com, and learn how you can protect your family, because you don't want to wait until the last minute and say, oh, I need some gold, when you won't be able to buy it. You won't be able to get it, because it'll all be gone. Chosengold.com. Fill out the form. Get on the webinars and learn. God bless you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.